morning. Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast. I am Dr. William Choctaw, and I will be your host today. Each month, we try to strive to provide our listeners with mental, physical, and spiritual strength by giving actionable advice, tips, guidance, and information to help you achieve your own personal, professional, and spiritual goals. We consider the health of the mind, body, and spirit paramount as a single unit that provides a cumulative strength greater than the individual parts to strengthen the whole person. So thank you for joining us today. Today we have a very fascinating topic, and our topic today is coffee risk and benefits. Yes, you heard that correctly. Coffee risk and benefits. Now, you might ask yourself, why would one want to have a discussion about this particular topic? Well, a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is that we're completely committed to having you be healthy and wise mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the second reason is, believe it or not, coffee is probably the second most commonly consumed liquid in the world. The second most commonly consumed liquid in the world. And so it only seems reasonable that we should have a conversation about to make sure that it's right for you, to make sure that you understand what's in it, and to make sure that you do everything to keep yourself healthy. These podcasts are part of our Masterclass Medicine series, where they're based on my 50 years of experience prior to my retiring as a physician. And we try to share with others basic information. Always, we encourage you to feel free to look up on the web. Usually from medical schools or very, very distinguished universities, any topic that we discuss in any of these podcasts. These are just my perspective of the topic, and certainly we encourage you to explore and expand that. The podcast is based on my basic beliefs. One, that life is about being of service to others. Secondly, knowledge is power. And third, leaders can change the world. As always, we like to sort of give you an outline about what we're going to talk about give you an outline about some information that hopefully will be helpful to you, and as importantly, to let you know when we're just about done. So we're going to talk about coffee status as a beverage, some facts about coffee that you may or may not know, and some of those include caffeine levels, and also talk about specifically risk and benefits of coffee. Keep in mind, risk and benefits will vary with the individual. There is no one size that fits all. So it's important to keep in mind that when we talk about risk and benefits, to see what most appropriately affects you. I always like to encourage our listeners to feel free to use what I call their academic hand computer. Some may call them cell phones. My point very simple is that if you have any type of cell phone, chances are you have a browser on your cell phone or an area where you can look up information. And so I would encourage you to use that to look up information. And certainly feel free to fact check us and to look up information that we may very well discuss with you today. Well, as we said, coffee is the second most common daily drink after water. And just think about that. We all have to drink water because it's a requirement for sustaining life. Coffee is not, but yet it is very, very highly used and one of the most common things that we drink following water. Let's go over some facts about coffee. Two states in the United States, Hawaii and California, grow coffee. In the world, Brazil is considered to be the world leader. Decaffeinated coffee is not completely caffeine-free. Let me repeat that. Decaffeinated coffee is not completely caffeine-free. Okay? And another important fact, coffee beans are actually the pits of berries, which is somewhat interesting. I remember as a physician and as a general surgeon, when I first became a coffee drinker, and quite honestly, this is when I was an intern, and as you might understand or already know, interns basically work around the clock, at least they used to, and I suspect they still do. And many times in the hospital, particularly early in the morning or late at night, the only thing that you could find to consume other than water was coffee. Most of the time it was old coffee. It didn't taste very well, but if you're tired and thirsty and or hungry, coffee with some sugar and cream will do the trick. Nowadays, of course, there are many different varieties of coffee, and coffee has become a staple, if you will, in our economies around the world, in terms of being an important part of our daily routine. Some people are religious in how much coffee they drink in the morning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we want to delve into that a little and hopefully give you some guidelines that you can follow. That would be helpful to you as you decide what your relationship is with coffee. If you miss your cup of coffee in the morning, does that mess up your day? Does it affect your day? And if so, you might want to ask yourself, why is that? And we may be able to give you some information about that. Some other important things about coffee is there are two main types of coffee beans in the world. One is the Arabica, which is the most common, and the other is the Robusta. And many times, depending on the coffee bean that's used, will dictate the flavor and the type of coffee that you drink, and may very well dictate the amount of caffeine that's in your coffee. And indeed, caffeine is the ingredient in coffee that makes it unique and distinct and distinguished. I can remember visiting on a trip to Guatemala, where coffee is grown quite commonly. And I visited my brother-in-law, and he had coffee growing in the back of his yard. And it was exciting for me. I'd never really been to a coffee plantation before, to actually understand how it was grown and how it is grown around the world. Well, let's delve a little deeper now into the main ingredient in coffee. And as I said before, the main ingredient is caffeine. And some have suggested, and caffeine is a stimulant, let me say, for most people. And so it really depends on when you drink the coffee and how it may affect your day. Some have suggested that the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning. That suggestion is based on the fact that cortisol levels in the body, which is a hormone in the body that enhances alertness and focus, usually peaks 30 to 45 minutes after waking up. And that if you drink coffee too soon, you may decrease those energizing effects. So some have suggested to wait a little later to drink coffee. I suspect that individuals drink coffee at the time and location that's most convenient for them. Like myself and others, you don't really watch the clock as you do it. Other thing is that some have also suggested that you don't want to drink coffee too close to bedtime. Again, the caffeine in general tends to be somewhat of a stimulant, and it is important for health-wise for one to have good sleep. Certainly as an adult, a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. And that helps us mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so if coffee is one of those drinks that keeps you awake, then you don't want to drink that too close to going to bed. And many people actually enjoy coffee after exercising. Again, caffeine tends to sort of make one feel inspired and not sluggish and energized. And others and some have felt that that is an important factor when they maybe go to the gym or do their regular routine exercise at home. So see which one works for you in terms of the date and what time of the day you drink your coffee. I suspect that most of us drink it in the morning with or without breakfast, but see what time does it work best for you. The other important point about coffee, as we mentioned, the main ingredient in coffee is caffeine, and caffeine is a stimulant. And so you want to be cognizant of how much caffeine is in the coffee that you drink, or more specifically, how much caffeine do you consume in a 24-hour period? And so usually the recommendation that has been made by many is that you probably don't want to exceed 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. So then that takes us to the point of exactly how many milligrams is actually in a cup of coffee. Usually in a regular cup of coffee, you're looking at maybe 90 milligrams of caffeine. Espresso would be 65 milligrams. Iced coffee could be up to 120 milligrams. So you always want to have an idea about the amount of milligrams of caffeine that's in your coffee. So the safe daily limit that has been suggested is the 400 milligrams. And this amount is probably equivalent to about 4 cups of coffee, brewed coffee. And it's equivalent to 10 cans of cola, a soda, and about 2 energy drinks. And one of the things to keep in mind is that particularly if you're fond of drinking energy drinks, that energy comes from caffeine. So that's like a super duper cup of coffee. And just sort of be aware of that if your body has any issues with caffeine at all. Some of the possible benefits that have been suggested, and again, I recommend that you fact check this, has been suggested is that 2 to 3 cups of coffee can lower some chronic diseases. As a physician, I tend to be a little skeptical about claims of lowering or decreasing chronic diseases. But I just share that with you just for you to be aware of it. Coffee is felt to be rich in antioxidants, which again also is believed to be a part or have a part in lowering the risk of certain diseases. Again, sort of fact check that. I would encourage you to just have a discussion with your physician and see whether he or she believes it is appropriate for you to drink coffee. Particularly if you're interested in taking it to lower the effect of disease. Some of the side effects or problems with coffee that are quite common is that it can cause, as we mentioned, insomnia, difficulty sleeping, and can cause anxiety in some people who tend to be hyperactive, and sometimes that caffeine can sort of make that worse. And so you want to keep that in mind. Pregnant women should be cautious with their caffeine intake, and certainly have a clear and continuous conversation with your physician about that. Some believe that coffee may have an effect on cholesterol. Again, I would take that with a grain of salt, but just be aware that any liquid or any intake of food that's not a natural food, a completely natural food, you just want to be aware of some of the effects of it. So remember that moderate consumption is probably about 2 to 3 cups a day or 2 to 4 cups a day. And so one would recommend that you not exceed that because the more you drink, obviously, the greater the chance of a risk occurring. And for most people, I think most basic studies or a number of studies have suggested that most people usually average about 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day. And as we mentioned, there can be numerous effects of caffeine. Again, because it is a stimulant, sometimes in some people it can cause stomach pain or discomfort, high body temperature, increase in heart rate. Others, it may cause a headache or a lack of the ability to concentrate. And for others, it just may make them feel very good and alert and happy. And so you have to decide which one are you in terms of whether coffee is something that you want to consume on a regular basis or just on occasion. But certainly you want to be aware of not exceeding, I would say, 2 to 3 cups per day on average. Again, if we look at, and there are different types of coffee, obviously. There's latte, which has 63 to 120 milligrams of caffeine. Frappuccino, which is low in caffeine, only has 65 milligrams. Espresso, 75 milligrams. Macchiato, 75. Instant coffee, 63 milligrams. And remember, decaffeinated coffee does have some caffeine, usually about 2 to 5 milligrams. So if you want to be completely free of caffeine, you don't want to drink decaffeinated coffee. So in summary, what have we learned? Well, we've learned that coffee is the second most commonly consumed liquid around next to water, which is interesting. That probably the average amount of coffee consumed by Americans is about 2 to 3 cups per day. You don't want to exceed 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, because that will then bring in those risks that we sort of talked about. And you probably want to be careful about when you drink the coffee in terms of if you have problems with insomnia, you don't want to drink it right before going to bed. And at the same time, if coffee energizes you and makes you feel good, it may be something that you may want to drink in the morning when you get up, and also prior to going to exercise. As always, in these podcasts, I like to share with you my basic principles. My first principle is that God is in charge. God is in charge of my life, and the blessings that I have gotten from him have sustained me to this present day. Second point, and there are no bad days. I don't have bad days anymore. I figured out that when my days were good or bad, it's completely up to me. So I just decided that I didn't need any more bad days. Thirdly, don't sweat the small stuff. Most stuff is small. Many times when things happen to you that may upset you, most of the times it's really not that big a deal. And I would recommend that you just let it go. Fourthly, forgiveness is therapy. Similar to number three, that when things occur to you that you feel are inappropriate or bad or mean-spirited, let them go. Just forgive the individuals and you'll be amazed at how that will brighten your day. And fifth and finally, everything is a relationship. And relationships are based on three things: mutual respect, mutual trust, good communication. If you have those three things, you have a good relationship. If you do not have those three things, you have work to do. And finally, be the change that you want to see in the world. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.